Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. Time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Everything,
all the
pain,
the
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ Television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number have been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I am your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. Our devotion tonight will be coming from Hebrews chapter number 12, verses 1 through 3. If you needed a title, it will simply be Keep Running. Track and field is a very interesting sport. There are a variety of different kinds of races and different activities that they do in the sport of track and field, particularly the races that they have on the track. And I think it's very interesting to think about those races and how they have all of these different lanes. And I think there are about 8 lanes, maybe 7 or 8 lanes that they have. And each person who is running a race will start off, and they'll get the notion to start, a gun to go off, and they'll start. No matter what kind of distance the race is, everybody starts the race, but there are a lot of people who don't finish. And usually when the person finishes, they either get first place, second place, all the way down to 8th place. But every person who runs the race usually wants to finish. But there are certain times when people start the race, but something happens between the start of the race and from them being able to finish. And that is usually an incident, an issue, a problem. They pulled a hamstring, somebody fell, and maybe they tore a ligament or the calf got tightened up and they, you know, had an issue, a muscle spasm or a cramp. And sometimes people can't finish the race because problems occur. And can I tell you that the Christian race that we are running tonight, all of us are running this race, but sometimes problems occur. And those problems could stop you from finishing your Christian journey to make it to heaven or to when Christ comes back or live faithfully unto death. The Hebrew writer is articulating to us tonight about some people who were followers of Christ, but following Christ began to be very difficult for them to continue because they were running the race, but the race caused them so many problems that they wanted to give up. So the Hebrew writer is giving them specific examples, people down through man's anthropological existence that went through different things. David went through things. Abraham went through things. Rahab went through things. A lot of people that God had in the Hebrews Hall of Faith went through things in Hebrews chapter 11. So by the time you get to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1, he says, therefore, which indicates that what he is about to suggest and write to you is based off the previous chapter, what he has already written. So he says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses, those witnesses are surrounding you. He says, surrounding us. Let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us. Sometimes in life, you will go through things sometimes and you will want to give up. You will want to stop your race. You will want to cry and complain because life can be stressful. And I want to speak directly to the spirit of somebody tonight who's dealing with stress. Stress, psychosomatically, is a silent killer. Stress can cause you pain. I'm told that the part of the brain that gives your body the signal that something is going wrong with you physically is the same part of the brain that gives your body a signal when something is going wrong with you mentally. So it's your body does not know, your brain does not know what kind of pain it is. It just registers pain, whether it's physical, emotional, or mental. And sometimes pain will cause you to want to stop your journey and stop your race. And sometimes sin will do it. That's why God's people need peace. Peace, it comes when you have the absence of those things in your life that cause you stress. Children can cause you stress. People on your job can cause you stress. Arguments with your spouse could cause you stress. Somebody almost about to hit you while you're driving could cause you stress. So what the Hebrew writer is suggesting is that you have so many other people down through man's existence that have went through problems but kept running the race, and they finished the race. All of them did not get all of the promises while they lived, but they're encouraging you right now. So you need to know that there's a great cloud of witnesses always surrounding you as a child of God. And everything, it says, lay aside every encumbrance. Lay aside every single barrier that stops you from going to the place that you're trying to get to. You always have a choice in life. You have to recognize that there's an issue. And when you recognize that there is an issue in your life, then you have to decide either three things. Continue going the way you're going, knowing that the issue will stay the same. Make a decision to help with your problem, or make a decision to alleviate your problem. But you always have choices in life. God never leaves us without choices. So you always have choices in life. So sometimes there are things that are self-done by us that we actually do, which cause us to be in the situation that we're in. Sometimes it's sin, and sin will entangle you. So he says, lay aside those things, every weight, everything that's holding you down. Sometimes it's a conversation with the wrong person. Sometimes it's being at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people doing the wrong thing. You need to lay aside that weight, because that weight is causing you to have that stress. That encumbrance is causing you to have that stress and the sin that comes with life. So if you practice sin, you cannot consciously be praying to God knowing that you specifically, intentionally practice sin every day and then expect God to turn around and bless you. So you can't do that. Then he says, and let us, here's what I want you to be tonight, and let us, still in verse number one, and let us run. What are you saying, Hebrew writer? Let go of the weight, stop the sin, and let us run. He says, run with endurance. The word endurance there means to patiently endure, which means that life is a marathon and not a sprint. I know in the example I gave you earlier, there are races that are faster than others, but he said that you need to patiently run. I want to encourage you tonight to never stop running and keep running. He says, run with endurance. You have to keep running. See, when you go through something throughout the course of your day, it could cause you, and I'm speaking from experience here, it could cause you to want to stop. Well, I'm just too tired. You're not really too tired. It's just that you're just mentally and emotionally exhausted. It's not that you're physically exhausted. It's just your brain has been weighed down with so many things. The thing that you want to do, you can't even do it because you have so much weight on your mind. But can I tell you that for the Christian, push through. Don't allow the weight that is on you to stop you from achieving your goals, obtaining your goals, and all the things that you desire to do, because that's when you actually self-sabotage your own life by allowing whatever happened to stop you from working, stop you from teaching, stop you from parenting, stop you from loving your wife, stop you from being an asset to your church, stop you from getting a promotion on your job, stop you from applying for that new job that you desperately need. Because sometimes life will cause you to stop running if you're not careful. So he encourages the believer to run this race, run with endurance. Notice this text. He says the race. Now, the word race there is a very interesting word. Comes from the Greek term agon, which is where we get our English word agony. Sometimes you're running a life that is poised and particularly has pieces of bouts of agony. Sometimes it's a struggle. That's what the word there really means. It's a contest. It is a struggle sometimes to run this life, because there are things that come up that just frustrate you, and people say things that frustrate you. But what am I telling you tonight? Just keep on running. Don't allow what you experience today stop you from submitting 5 applications for that new job. Don't allow what you experience today cause you not to love the people who are around you. Sometimes we treat the people who are closest to us in the worst way because we can. And we don't realize that God is placing those people around us to help us stop hurting the people who want to help you. And I just believe we hurt people. When I say we, I'm using the plurality to suggest that even in the body of Christ, we sometimes as people, and even as Christians, we hurt people who help us, which is oxymoronic at best. And so we need to make sure we understand, keep running. Don't take your frustrations out on other people, because otherwise you'll be stagnant and stuck and complacent and you won't be able to finish the race. So he says, run this race, run this agony, run this contest, run this struggle that is set before you, set before us. Sometimes God has a race that's already set before us. Question is, how are you going to run? Are you going to give up in the middle of the race? Are you going to get your crown, your medal at the end by finishing the race? The beauty about Christianity and Christ, it doesn't matter if you come in the 8th place. It does not matter if you come in the 10,000th place. No matter how many people are going to be in heaven, it does not matter where you come in and whether you barely made it or you barely finished. It's not like that with the Lord. He doesn't gauge us on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or so on and so forth. It's all about having enough faith to believe that Jesus is the only way I'm going to make it to heaven. Jesus and practicing a lifestyle that Christ supports is the only way I'm going to make it to heaven. Submitting to the teaching of Jesus Christ, the apostles, that is written in the Holy Word of God, is the only way I'm going to be able to make it into heaven. Well, how do you do that? Let me close this thing out tonight. Verse number 2 says, fixing, Lord have mercy, our eyes on Jesus. So in other words, don't run the race and go into a problem and want to give up. Because what you do, you fix your eyes on the problem, which causes you to stop running. Lord have mercy. Fix your eyes on the man, Jesus Christ, that finished his race, that gave up his life, and that said, it is finished. In other words, he did not stop when they beat him. He did not stop when they mocked him and spat upon him and placed that crown of thorns on him in a humiliating fashion. He didn't stop when they did all that. Why? Because he knew that his race was not finished. He wanted to make it to the finish line. And can I tell you on the night, it's so important that we do that. So you need to fix your eyes on the very one, Jesus Christ, who made it to the end. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Who is Jesus? The author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Then in verse 3 says, "For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against him, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart." Anytime you go through something, you feel like you're the only person going through it, I want you to remember in your mind that Jesus went through something more difficult and worse than any of us could ever go through, because he was an innocent man and he died the shameful death for my sins and your sins and the sins of the world. So, two things. Never stop running. Well, actually, it's more things than that. Never stop running. Keep running. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Reflect on what he had to go through so that we could be saved. And I want to give you a couple more here tonight. Make sure that you understand how important it is not to lose heart. Don't lose heart, because the Bible says the race that is set before you, there's some things that God desires for us to go through because he knows that it's going to help us develop the spiritual characteristics that we need, and maybe our experience, if we make it through faith, will help out somebody else who is watching us so that we can give God all the glory, honor, and the praise. Me and my wife recently went to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, one of our favorite vacation spots. We love it down there. We always have an oceanfront view. Whatever hotel we stay in, we just love it. So we had the blessing and an opportunity to stay a few days this past week for our anniversary. We just turned 5. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. God is so good. Ain't he all right? And we just had a wonderful time down there. But on the way down there, as we were traveling 95 South, we drove. And we kept running into these storms. Have you ever drove in a storm before as you were driving your car, and the rain was coming down so hard and so fast that your windshield wipers could not even keep up to get all the rain off your windshield? So many people, it was cloudy, it was dark, and we kept running through these rain patches, and one time it got so bad that we had to slow down the car, and I had to slow down to about 15, and the only way I could see is the people in front of me had on their emergency lights, because otherwise I couldn't see the white lines on my left. I couldn't see the white lines on my right. I had to almost slow down all the way because I couldn't see anything in front of me. And that happened on several occasions, and God bless us to get through. But what I noticed when those things happened, when it happened where I couldn't hardly see anything, and I had both hands on the steering wheel, and me and my wife were just trying to navigate through this thing and pray. I looked over after we went under a bridge, and I noticed that there were some cars that had pulled over. And when I went under that bridge and saw those cars that had pulled over, in just 30 seconds, the storm subsided, and we were out of the storm. And can I tell you that we were out of the storm because we kept driving, we kept going, we didn't give up. So those people who stopped in the middle of the storm stayed in the storm because they didn't have enough strength to keep going. And can I tell you that something is going to happen in your life that's inevitable, that we all have to go through, that will cause you to want to stop. You're going to go through some storms in your life that's going to try to break you and cause you to stop. But can I tell you something? If you just keep running, if you just keep going, or you say, "Brother Jones, I don't even have legs." Listen, just keep running, because this is a spiritual race that I'm talking to you about on tonight. And if you just keep going, you can get to the finish line. Just make sure that you just fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus Christ. And make sure you know not to ever grow weary. And know that if you had it rough, he had it worse. Just make sure you fix your eyes on Jesus. Hope and pray this information bless your life tonight. Dial number 1 on your phone. Keep running. Just dial number 1 on your phone, and we can pray for you so you can keep running. God bless you on tonight. Thank you. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you. Just dial number 1 right now. Let us know what your needs are. We want to take your cares up to God. Make sure you keep in mind how important it is never to stop running this race, because the end is going to be worth it. Caller ending in 5249, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Good evening, Brother Jones. Thank you for the lesson. I always enjoy them all, and I do my best to continue running daily because it's a challenge sometimes. I'm calling on behalf of the Martin Family Action Special Prayer, he's in hospice care. And Brother Thomas Martin and many Martin, and she's been right there by his side, of course, as we should. And but please pray for them, ask the Lord to give her strength. As she's been sitting up by his bedside day and night, and I pray for her relief that she relaxed a little bit and allowed God to do, help her take care of him. But anyway, please continue for my family, your family, take good care of yourself, Danielle, and we love you.
We love you too, Sister Anderson. Thank you so much for that. We certainly keep Brother Martin in prayer and his wife and their family, and that God could turn this situation around with knowing that God is able. Thank you tonight. We certainly keep you in prayer as well. Caller ending in 7293, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
This is Ian Joy. And I pray for my family and my mom, and I pray for me to be good at Hilton at the YMCA tomorrow and listen to my mom. And I pray for you guys, that everyone in the world, that they know that God will always be with them.
All right. Thank you, Aiden Joy. We'll certainly keep you and your family in prayer, and we certainly thank you for your concern for the world and us, and we'll certainly be praying for everybody you ask for. Thank you for being with us tonight. Caller ending in 4804, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Oh, hi. Good evening. Thank you, Brother Jones, for another inspiring lesson. Just ask that you keep prayers for Richard Lee, his son. He lost his son yesterday on Father's Day, and his son lives here in Detroit. So if you please lift up the family of Richard Lee. Appreciate that.
God bless you, Brother Jones, from Detroit. We certainly thank you. I'll certainly be praying for Richard Lee, good friend of mine. As well. So I hate to hear that. We certainly keep him and his family in prayer in bereavement. Caller ending in 1340, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Good evening. This is Sister Carol Walker. Praise report. I went to a job fair last week, got a phone call that afternoon, had an interview the next day. On Friday, I got a phone call there offering me the position. Not paying much at all, but it's better than zero. So thank the Lord for that. Continue to pray for me as I continue to look, that God will bless me with something better. Thank you.
Thank you. We're certainly grateful to hear about your prayers report tonight. We give God the praise for providing jobs and economic resources and the hope that things will even get better. So thank you, Sister Walk, for that tonight. We want to encourage all of you, if you have not already, please contribute or donate a one-time donation of $57 to the Grace View Church of Christ Building Payoff Campaign for 2019. Right now, we have an interest-free mortgage, and at the end of this year, we're going to be charged interest, so we're trying to pay that off, and we're looking for some willing hearts. Please, if you can't donate, that's okay. Pray for us and spread the word for somebody who can, and you can give as much as you would like. You can go to our website and give online. You can give through the Cash App. Cash App is the $GraceViewCOCSC. You can go on our Facebook, and we even have text to give as well. So if you wanted to give via debit card, you could go online and do the text to give. If you can give me a little time here, I'll just give you the number. If you just know somebody who wants to give, I think we'll take some time for that tonight because we want to make it as convenient as we can. And that number to text to give is 843-631-3664, 843-631-3664. If you just text that number, the word give, you'll get a correspondence, and it'll show you how you can give via credit card or debit card. We need $68,000 to pay off our building. You say, how in the world, Brother Jones, are you going to do it? I can tell you right now, through faith.
And we just believe that God is able, and the Bible teaches us that nothing is too hard for God, and there is nothing that God cannot do. So we're asking for a one-time donation of $57. If God moves your heart or stirs your heart to do it, fine. If not, pray for us that somebody does and send that information to someone who can help us. God bless you on tonight. Hope and pray this information has truly blessed your life. If you're physically able, please bow with us for a brief word of prayer. Remember, don't stop running. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight. We pray that you bless all those who are brokenhearted, going through despair, going through bereavement. Please be with Richard Lee and his family during this time of loss, and that you bless them in a special way. Thank you for the praise report of Sister Walker. Continue to bless her so that she can do all she can, since you've blessed her with a job for the cause of Christ and the kingdom. We thank you for that. And Lord, we pray heavy tonight for the Martin family, that you be with Sister Martin, and that you just touch Brother Martin's body, if it be thine will, to restore him to a better health and strength. We ask right now that, Lord, you do it. And we know that we'll, everybody in that church, everybody in that family will spread the news about the God who has healed Brother Martin. And we just pray, oh God, that you do it. If it's your will, we know you will. We have the faith that you can. And we pray that you bless Sister Martin to get some rest as she stays by her husband's side, and that you comfort that family only as you can, and that you just strengthen them in every which way they stand in need of, and in all of their weaknesses. Lord, we all have some weaknesses and some frailties and some things about us that we need to grow stronger in. We just pray, Lord, that you keep us, that you guide us, and that you lead us, and that we never stop working, never stop running, always be abounding to do the work of the Lord and trust in you always. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We offer this prayer tonight. It is in his name we pray. Amen.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones, in keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to His disciples by Jesus Christ. We urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.